Hey, happy New Music Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. Well, if you were lucky enough to be at the Eau Claire Festival a few summers back, then you were treated to Bruce Hornsby playing his debut album from 1985, The Way It Is, in its entirety. It was a great moment. Festival curator Justin Vernon joined him on stage and called Hornsby a great influence on his musical career, and it makes total sense. Both Bruce and Justin tend not to make the same records twice. They like using piano and mixing up styles and moods quite often. Well, now, the two kindred musical spirits have teamed up for a new song called Cast Off. It's going to appear on Bruce Hornsby's forthcoming album Absolute Zero. Hornsby says the piano and horn-driven song is about acceptance, gratitude, and humility. It was recorded in Eau Claire, Justin Vernon's hometown. It actually does sound like a Bon Iver song, so I think fans are really going to eat it up. You can stream it now, as well as the latest from Calexico and Iron and Wine, who are back with their second collaboration. Years to Burn is a full-length album out on Sub Pop June 14th. It follows up their EP from 2005, In the Rains. Joey Burns of Calexico says the album is a vehicle for the love and connection the band and Sam Beam have with each other, while Sam says this collaboration reflects their maturity as writers and as people. The first single, Father Mountain, is just chock full of lovely acoustic guitars and harmonies. Reminds you of late 70s era Fleetwood Mac, and of course it has Calexico's trademark Desert Southwest soundscapes. It's quite nice. Well, gotta love press releases. Check this out. Tame Impala's just released new single, Patience, is described as a lyrical meditation on life cycles and phases that ascends to an overwhelmingly blissed out zenith as our protagonist makes peace with the transience of time. Well, normally, like Public Enemy, I'd be skeptical of the hype, but you know, listening to the Australian psych rock band fronted by Kevin Parker's first new music since 2015, you can kind of buy into it. The song's got this really cool disco groove and uplifting piano that builds into quite a crescendo. They're going to make their Saturday Night Live debut on March the 30th. Well, on this day in music history, March 22nd, 1956, not sure if it was a Cadillac, but the car that Carl Perkins was riding in crashed on the way to the Ed Sullivan Show, badly injuring Carl and sadly killing his brother Jay. Birthdays today, smooth jazz guitarist George Benson on Broadway turned 76 today, and that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on!